This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Los Angeles Dodgers finished 8 games back in the National League West last year, but a so-so season clearly doesn't matter in the world of cable sports networks. Time Warner Cable here in Los Angeles announced a $7 billion 25-year deal for a Dodgers baseball channel today, yet another regional sports network on your cable guide that you will be paying for whether you like sports or not. Brian Stelter writes about media for the New York Times. Brian, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks.
So the Dodgers get this deal for $7, $8 billion over 25 years. What's that going to mean for me, were I a Time Warner subscriber here in Los Angeles?
You'll definitely be feeling some of this new financial burden. Time Warner Cable, I think, will take some of the hit itself and subsidize the channel, so to speak. But this comes out to be between $4 and $5 a month per subscriber. And at least some of that will eventually be passed on to consumers in their cable bills.
Okay, but what if I'm not a Dodger fan? I mean, that's insane.
There's a lot of non-Dodgers fans out there. In fact, the games were not that high rated last year.
Yeah.
But the cable companies say it all evens out because we are still getting a great value for that complete bundle.
I have to say I'm not all that surprised that the cable companies say we're getting great value for it. But what are we getting? What are we, assuming I'm a non-sports consuming guy, what do I get for my extra $5 that I'm paying now for the Dodgers or in New York for the Yankees or whatever?
You could look at it as a giant subsidy for very rich sports teams that already get a lot of tax breaks from the government.
Wow.
Or you could look at it this way. All of the money that the customers put in every month gets divvied up, not unlike Angel Investor, who goes out and makes bets on different companies. In Time Warner Cable's case, it's making bets on different channels. And they say that they end up being able to bet on a lot more channels than they otherwise would, thanks to the investment that comes in every month.
What are my choices, though? I mean, what are my options as a cable subscriber? Because it's not like you can unbundle all this stuff with any degree of ease.
No, there really isn't a better alternative out there. You could just rely on an antenna and watch broadcast television, but then you're only going to get a handful of channels. And there isn't a great alternative on the internet for live television. You're not going to get a lot of live sports or live news on the internet. But, you know, it does make a lot of people look around and think, are we ever going to get to an a la carte model where we can just choose the channels we want? There's no real sign of that in the short term. But if anything's ever going to get us there, it's going to be sports, because these rapidly rising costs are going to make people wonder if there's not a better way to do this.
Yeah, when, man, when? Because $5 a month for, you know, the Dodgers seems like a lot.
Well, we did see Verizon come out a couple weeks ago and say, we're going to offer a package of channels that won't include any sports channels. Huh. It'll be $15 less a month to you. Time Warner Cable also tried a very slimmed down package of channels a couple years ago. Didn't get a lot of people to bite, but maybe that's because it was too slimmed down. None of these are real a la carte, though, and we've seen no cable operator really try to implement it.
One last thing before I let you move on is how much of this goes back all the way back to the leagues themselves, Major League Baseball, the National Football League, who are, one guesses, getting a lot of this money from Time Warner and the contracts.
At the end of the day, this does go directly back to the leagues and to the teams, and then even to the individual players whose salaries we often read about with a shock and awe in the newspapers. The leagues have enormous leverage because live sports is one of the last things that's must-see live TV. Because think about it. We watch dramas on Netflix. We watch comedies on Hulu or on video on demand. Yeah. The leagues know that. And that's why the Dodgers owners were able to buy the team last year for about $2.1 billion, then flip around and get a $7 to $8 billion TV deal out of it.
All they need to do is win now. Brian Stelter covers television and media for the New York Times. Brian, thanks a bunch.
Thanks.